Good evening and happy Friday night. Welcome to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports, AM 1550, KDCO, FM 94.1 in Denver, and 96.9 in Boulder. I'm your host, Joel Cantalamessa. We'll talk college football as we wrap up the season here and the discussion on CSU Rams football, and we'll kick more into gear on men's basketball and their undefeated run that they've got going on. I'll have a great guest with me for the second and third segments today, Steve Iveme of RamNation.com lore and author of Cracker's College Hoops blog. He will sit in with me to recap the football season, the new coaching hires, and of course his forte, college basketball. In particular, of course, CSU Rams basketball, the undefeated 14-0 and 1-0 in Mountain West Conference play after a nice victory over Boise State a couple of nights ago on New Year's Eve. Steve Iveme, really enjoy his commentary and analysis. He's a good thinker, the way he breaks things down. It's very interesting and fascinating. I'm looking forward to that discussion. I know you enjoy it too. Since our last show, CSU men's basketball won a big road game at New Mexico State. They gave up a last-second three-pointer as time expired to send the game into overtime. Coach Eustace, there was a lot of good debate on the message boards about whether or not he should have fouled, you know, and made New Mexico State have to miss a free, you know, make the first free throw, miss the second free throw, get the rebound, and put back to tie that game up. Instead, he decided to have his team play defense. New Mexico State got a lucky bounce on a front rim three-point shot, which happened to just trickle in. So they tied it up, but CSU held on and won that game in overtime. That got them to 13-0, and then their first conference game of the year on New Year's Eve, Boise State jumped out to a 22-8 lead early in that game, and CSU methodically clawed back into the game and pulled away late in the final minutes to remain undefeated at 14-0 and 1-0 in Mountain West play. A good start. They did not play their best, and that's a sign of a good team that can grind it out and find ways to win when you're not playing your best. It's the longest winning streak in CSU basketball history, those 14 wins in a row, and it's earned them a number 24 ranking in the coaches poll and the AP poll. And CBS Sports comes out with this poll every week. They do a top 25 plus one. Their latest poll that came out Thursday morning had CSU at number 19. CSU got Gian Clavel back on Wednesday night. That helped them, but they were still missing the presence of Teal Daniels, who remains injured. John Gillen was really the savior of that game. What a beast he was, giving the Rams a huge boost with his outside shooting. Was 4-for-4 from three-point land. Also, just he's been fantastic with his ability to penetrate the lane, create shots, drive and dish. Been one guy that's been able to make some free throws. That's an area of this team that's got to get better. The free throw shooting is still suspect, and it's surprising that it hasn't cost the team a win yet. It's allowed teams to stay in games, and the Rams have had to eke some of these games out, but they're going to have to be better at free throw shooting as conference play rolls on. CSU will have its greatest challenge yet as they travel to Albuquerque to play New Mexico State at the Pit on Saturday night. That's a 6 p.m. Mountain Time tip-off, and that's televised by CBS Sports Network. So tune into that game. The Pit and Snake and all those cats down there will be rocking. It's not a Lobos team that's as good as they've been in years past. They're 9-4. As usual, they're always going to be tough at the Pit. They're 6-1 at home. Their only loss coming to USC, which is a bit strange. Steve Iveme will join me to break down that upcoming game and talk college hoops in general in the next couple segments, so stay tuned for more on that. But what I'd like to do now is we say goodbye to 2014 and hello to the new year. I want to take a look back at some of the most memorable moments of 2014 from a CSU fan standpoint. So the top 10, we'll count back from number 10. CSU women's basketball's resurgence during the 2013-14 season, them going 25-8 and 15-3 in Mountain West play. They won the regular season conference title and made a run to the Mountain West Conference Championship game. They ended up losing that game, so they didn't win the automatic berth that comes along with winning the conference championship. But they made an appearance in the WNIT, and it was their best season since the Becky Hammond days. Ryan Williams is doing a fantastic job with that program. Off to a so-so start this year, but he's got that team on the rise for sure. Number 9, the CSU men's basketball win over DU. CSU blew a 9-point lead with 25 seconds left and only ended up winning that game by 1 point. They blew an inbounds pass. DU ended up taking possession hit a three-pointer as time expired, a meaningless three-pointer, but it was not meaningless. If you recall, that game was the night that CSU fans were in Las Vegas for the bowl game, and pretty much everybody that I knew made a little visit to the sports book, put some money on the Rams to cover the -4. CSU was favored by 4. So to blow a 9-point lead with 25 seconds left was crazy, to say the least. And that was the night of the pep rally. And so everyone's down on Fremont Street and scrambling after the pep rally to get into a bar that was showing the game. And you could just hear the groans as that lead dwindled down. And ultimately that three-pointer at the buzzer to go from a what would have been a push, which would have been much more palatable, to an actual loss against the spread. So that was a memorable moment to me. The women's volleyball team at number 8 on my list. Their first and second round NCAA tournament wins at Moby Arena. The first was over Denver, and then the second in the second round was over CU in a dramatic 5-game match in which CSU faced a match point and ended up coming back to win that game. That was a spectacular. I was not at the game, but the environment you could see was rocking. It's just a flagship program for this university. Tom Hilbert has done just an amazing job in his tenure there. There may not be a better coach in CSU history than Tom Hilbert. But they advanced to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2009. It was a historic season for the Rams. They reached the postseason for the 20th straight year, which is just remarkable. They went 31-3, which is the second most wins and the second highest winning percentage in program history. They were ranked as high as number 6 nationally during the course of the year, and they won their 6th straight Mountain West title. So an amazing, amazing run. But that those two games and sitting in front of my computer watching CSU and CU battle it out, and it going, you know, CSU jumping out to those first two wins, and then CU storming back and taking the next two games, and then that fifth set there was amazing. Amazing, amazing. Back and forth. CU had CSU on the ropes, needed one more point to win, and CSU thwarted it and ended up winning the game. So my number 7 were the back-to-back sellouts at Hugh Stadium. Now, I could put the season as a whole anywhere in this list because it was a fantastic season. For number 7, I got CSU football earning back-to-back sellouts at Hugh Stadium. The first was Utah State. It was only the second advanced sellout in school history, if you can believe that. That is amazing to me. And that that Utah State game, that was the first sellout. What a great defensive battle that was. CSU was 5-1. 1-1 Mountain West play, and they're facing one of the league's toughest teams over the last several years, and they had CSU's number that day. It was a grind, but CSU's defense matched them. They held tight until CSU's offense could mount a late comeback. They used a 12-play drive over 7-plus minutes and kicked the game-tying field goal with a minute 50 remaining. And then the defense forced Utah State to punt with 58 seconds left. CSU marched down, got a 46-yard field goal. As time expired, the sellout crowd went crazy. And then the following week was the Wyoming game, the Border War, and CSU blew them out. Wyoming scored a couple late touchdowns to make the game look closer. But those two sellout games, it was great to see that passion and fan following in a full stadium again. It's been a long time. It has been a long time for sure. Number 6 on the list, CSU men's basketball, their win at the University of Colorado. That was earlier in December. A gutsy, gutsy performance. CSU ended up winning by 2 points, 62-60. They became the first non-Pac-12 team to beat CU at Coors Event Center in 23 tries. They hadn't lost to a non-conference opponent in 23 games in Boulder. It was a rare win for CSU in Boulder, and the first time that they've done that since 2006. I was sitting behind the bench, and it was just a fantastic game back and forth. Great crowd there for CU. A better performance by CSU. Number 5, CSU's football win at Boston College. 2 weeks after the Eagles had upset USC, CSU goes across the country, trailed that entire game. Boston College was controlling the game, but CSU hung around, and on a fourth down, Garrett Grayson rolls out and finds Charles Lovett in the corner of the end zone, drags his feet, stays in. They go ahead and end up stopping Boston College desperation final possession to win the game. That was a huge, huge win in program history and really kind of set the tone and really was the marquee win for the year for CSU. Number 4 on the list is Jack Graham's firing. man, that thing caught everybody by surprise. You know, he was really the right guy for the job. He shook things up in the athletic department, shook things up at the university. He set a course for CSU athletics. He taught them to think differently, moved the stadium forward, changed the culture, had some fantastic hires that are still paying dividends today. Tony Frank, for several different reasons and what appears just to be a difference of opinion on how things should be done at the university, ended up firing him. And CSU still hasn't hired a replacement. They'll conduct a national search here in the coming weeks. And interim athletic director John Morris is an option for that. But the university is in very capable hands with Tony Frank, and he will find the right guy. And he has done a great job since Jack has left to hold everything together, continue with the stadium movement, and to get a coach in Mike Bobo hired. So that's my number four. Number three, CSU's win over CU in football to open the 2014 season. Certainly, you could probably put Boston College win up there. You may even put Utah State up there as far as more important wins. But when you beat CU, your in-state rival, who has had your number historically, it was a great way for CSU to start the season. They fell behind their hated rival 10-0 and then 17-7 before climbing back into the game and then dominating that fourth quarter for a 31-17 win. It set the tone for one of the best football seasons in history. It was the first 10-win season since 2002 and only a handful of double-digit seasons ever. So that was a spectacular win. It always does wonders for the fan base when you can beat your rival in that opening game. Number two, the second most memorable moment of the 2014 CSU athletic year is the departure of Coach Jim McElwain and the hiring of Mike Bobo. Both were equally memorable, but the way that Coach McElwain left, the media frenzy, the sleepover with the University of Florida administrators, meeting there until the wee hours. And, you know, just that departure came so suddenly. And, you know, the reports came that McElwain was going to be a candidate for several different schools who were looking for a coach. And I just think that CSU fans had bought into and put some trust into the fact that, you know, McElwain had repeatedly said that Fort Collins was his home and he wanted to build something here and wasn't close to being done with his mission. And not to mention, he had the $7.5 million buyout in place and the contract extension he had just signed, you know, 6 months prior. But the way that the University of Florida handled that, you know, that hiring and the coaching search was just very strange, with reporters camped out of Coach Mack's home, taking pictures through his window. And it was just an agonizing wait for fans between the time that Coach Mack left CSU and then the hiring of Mike Bobo from Georgia. It just seemed like an eternity, but ultimately that hire is a good one. And so those two combined moments are what qualify as number two on my list. And then the number one, not really anything close, is the Board of Governors approving the building of a new on-campus stadium. It's been several years in the making. We got the great news back in early December. The Board of Governors voted 8-0 with one abstaining vote to approve building of a new stadium on campus. This is going to be a game changer for CSU. The goal is to have it open by 2017 kickoff. It's going to be amazing. It's going to change everything. Recruiting, it's going to change the fan experience. I think it's going to change the culture. So that's my list for the top 10 memorable moments in CSU athletic the year of 2014. It's been a great year for Ram fans. In so many sports, CSU has excelled. It's going to only get better from here. Please join me in thanking our sponsors who make this show possible. CB and Potts Restaurants, one of my favorite places to go eat, particularly prior to a CSU football or basketball game. The Rams Bookstore, where I get all of my gear to represent CSU. Window World, my good friends Rick and Christina Rose. They've taken care of my family with a whole new set of windows for our home. Ellis Penn and O'Connor Tax Group, my buddy Mike O'Connor and Mike Ellis. Two great guys, two great sponsors of this show. Cindy Showerman of Beamer Insurance Agency. She can take care of your insurance needs. Kyle Bell at Ed Bozar Chevrolet. He's given great deals to Ram fans right and left. Get out there to 2001 Havana Street in Aurora. And Laura Cantalamessa, my wife, at Lionsgate Real Estate. You're not going to find a better realtor than her. Give Laura a call and she'll hook you up with the Ram discount. Thank all these sponsors. Got to go to break here, but stay tuned. When we return, Steve Ivey will join me. This is Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports.